Okay, James Doherty, congratulations. That's a good victory today.
Yeah, you never come up to Castle Finn and get anything easy up here. Now it was a tough battle, but we knew we had to come and win this with them having a game in hand on us. And we're missing a few key players today, but hey, that's the key to having a big squad. Everybody was excellent today. I'm just so proud of the boys there. It was just outstanding from every man.
Yeah, so because of those players being absent, you had to make a couple of positional changes as well, James, but you still have a very, very good, strong starting 11.
Oh, yeah. Like, at the start of the year, me and Zola decided that we were going to bring in the Gaelic boys that were away, and they haven't let us down so far, and they're going to give us a big push now to the end of the season, so they are, and they've been outstanding. We're missing Ryan Shields today, who's been excellent for us, and he's our captain, and we had to put Jamie to right back, and I had to go into centre-half now, and look, we got through today, and big James pulled us out today from James Gallagher. He pulled us out massively. You know, we had Liam McBride as our keeper, and he's been away for the last 2 weeks, and we've struggled, but James today was outstanding for us. It's great to have a man of that experience behind us, you know.
Yeah, and he showed all his experience with a really good save in the first half at a stage of the game when it was 0-0. Shortly after that, then you guys got your noses in front with a great goal from Keelan McDade.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was Darren McDade.
Darren, a bit of laugh at Darren. You know, he didn't score before Christmas now, but he's been so unselfish in the work he's been doing. Nearly every goal that we scored, he's been involved, and he got two excellent goals again today. And it's just him and Keelan, they're as good as anybody that you're going to play with. Yeah. They're just outstanding soccer players, and it's a privilege to have them on the side, you know.
Yeah, a potent strike force, and they did cause Castlefin plenty of problems. In fairness to Castlefin, they got back on level terms just before half time, but in the second half, James, I would suggest Kilmacrennan were the better side.
Look, when you come up here, it's a tight pitch, and you know what you're going to get with them. They're a workman team, and there's some excellent players there. You can see Raymond Foy, Corey Lee, JP. They're all excellent footballers, you know. And if you're not at it today, at it up here, you're going to get turned over. And luckily enough for us today, every man stood up to the plate, and we showed our true grit in that second half. There's been big questions asked to the Kilmacrennan sides in the years gone past, that they've been good sides, but do they really? When it's put up to them, do they really want to know? And I think we put out a big marker today to everybody that we're here, and we're going to stay with it till the end of the season.
And all of a sudden, when you look at the league table, Kilmacrennan move ahead of Castlefin now. You've got an extra game played, I think, but you're ahead of them by a point. And as you say, that will make other sides sit up and take notice.
Oh, definitely. I've played with teams before, you know, and managers always say points on the board is always key. And no matter if teams have games in hand, they still have to go and win them games. And the pressure's on them to go and beat teams. When you're on top and they still have that game to play, it's tough. It still puts a bit of pressure on them now. Look, we know that I'd say it's going to take maybe, seven games left. And there's seven cup finals. And if you let yourself down one of them, then you're hoping for a favour for someone else, you know.
Okay. Paddy Foy, disappointing defeat in the end up after what was a pretty close game.
Dermot, aye, no point in saying. We're up at the top of that league. We want to push on the league. We knock back today. Hopefully the guys learn a wee bit from it.
Yeah.
So did.
You know, in fairness to Kilmacrennan, they created probably the better chances in the second half. But when you went 2-1 down, you had some chances of your own. And towards the end, Kilmacrennan were hanging on a wee bit.
Aye, probably going down to the 10 men, definitely. You need your 11 men in the field when you're playing anything like. They had good chances. The additions they made during the week, like James Geller and stuff like that save he pulled off in the first half, them's probably the wee tiny bits, you know, difference that mixed in the two teams. I don't think there was much else, you know, in the game bar than that.
And overall, when you look back in the game, Kilmacrennan getting off to a good start with that goal, but Castlefin got right back into it just before half time, and it was a good finish from JP Malley after an excellent strike from Barry Turris coming up from left back.
Aye, look, hey, as I say, you're not top of the league by accident, so when players, when they're asked to do something, you know, they can produce the goods. Like, the boys are a wee bit down today after the game, like, but they will come back. We'll just come back next game. Our next two cup games now are the important things lies ahead for us.
Yeah, because Castlefin have been the form team in the Premier League, and that's only your second defeat this season, and it's your first defeat in so long. What, back in mid-October, I think, was your last defeat?
Yeah, that's in good habits. To say, you learn them habits, you know, winning as a habit of the guys now. As I say, look, Kilmacrennan, they made their additions during the week, you know what I mean? They come up and they put up a real good battle, and they got their just deserves, like, yeah. You know. So, but I say, we're looking forward now to our cup game next week against Kildrum. and then our cup game the following week as well. That's what we're looking at here now. We've pushed it onto the carpet already.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, looking at the top end of the league table, Paddy, it was close before kickoff today. It's even closer now because there are so many teams up there near the top. This title could be decided over the closing weeks.
Well, last year you could look at the title was decided on the last day of the league.
Yeah.
If there's more teams in it, I think that's a good job. Yeah. There's more teams in it because of the junior league. You keep teams in that league, it creates a good bit of competition towards the end, and it'll benefit sides. It could benefit us, it could benefit Kilmarkinnon, it could benefit Kildrum or any one of the sides that's up there, you know what I mean? But it'll the more teams is kept on there, I always reckon the better.
Yeah.
Because when teams start running away, well, league, you find that the other teams down the middle of the bottom decide, you know, that our things become their focus, whatever's Gaelic, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But the more teams you have on there, the better the league. I mean, the league has improved massively.
Yeah.
I mean, I was involved with Harps there for a couple of years. I've come back into the junior league, and in fairness, it's improved a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So it has.
Yeah, and it was good game today, and good to see a big crowd here to watch it.
That's it, great. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing. You know, come out and watch the junior football, because at the end of the day, it's improved massively. I can say that. From both ends of the spectrum, you know what I mean? Come and watch it, because they were a good game today.
Yeah.
On a good facilities, you know what I mean? The facilities are excellent. And the boys all played a wee bit of football, both sides. Good old, strong battle.